Did I give it away or was it persuasion? You all in my space, Welcome back to the Self-Made and Single podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Rose. Can you believe that it's the 26th of February? Like, I know naturally after January comes February, but it just feels like this has come really quickly. I think January was such a slow burn, like, am I right? And we've zoomed through February at the speed of light. I think it definitely has to do with Pluto really properly getting into the swing of that Aquarius energy it's sitting in at the moment and will continue to sit in until sometime in September. As I've said in previous episodes, sits in September for a little bit and then swings back into Capricorn just to fuck with us all and then goes back into Aquarius to end the year. So as I also said a few episodes before, I really feel like September to November is going to be a little bit of a testing period. You're going to kind of be confronted with some of the themes that have been the heaviest for you for the past few years, particularly however 2023 ended for you, that last quarter where we just saw so many ways that our lives could just be interrupted, let's just say rudely interrupted by the universe. And I say rudely interrupted because for a lot of us it was to do with things that we know we shouldn't have ignored, but as we slowly started to ignore them, they built up and built up and built up into a karmic lesson for our particular part in our spiritual path. And so just have, you know, be prepared, you know, September to November to just make sure that, you know, whatever you've been building the whole of the year doesn't just come crumbling down around that time. Find yourself in a really grounding space, right? So that when you are confronting with whatever test you're going to be getting from the universe, you are ready and you're like 10 steps ahead. So we are not in September yet. I'm not wishing anyone's life away just yet. We're still in February. We're not even in March. And so today what we're going to be focusing on is what surprises await each of the zodiac signs for March. And I think this is going to be particularly interesting when we get to the new moon that's coming around, I believe, the 10th of March in Pisces. There's a lot of new beginnings that are going to be taking place, I believe, in a lot of zodiac signs. It's definitely been a really big theme in any readings that I've been doing recently. And if you have a look at some other readers' collective readings, that has also been coming up as well, which is so exciting, just in time for, you know, spring when it finally does kick in. And, you know, as I said, I always say anyway, across social media, across wherever, that I personally feel that the year really does begin around April time. You know, before that, we're just kind of dealing with the dregs of last year and getting into the real swing of things. So why don't we jump straight in? And as usual, let's start with Aries and see what's coming up. Okay, Aries, so really, really cool start to this reading. So I've pulled the Oracle card Success for you for March, and it looks like you've really been building something for quite a long time. So that could be romantically, that could be at work, maybe it's a business that you're really trying to make take shape, but it doesn't look like you're going anywhere anytime soon. You're kind of in this like stuck energy. Intuitively, I'm just picking up that you are not you're working hard and not working smart. You're almost doing all the things that you think you should be doing, and that's actually leading you to exhaustion, right? And you're getting, you know, to be nice about it, a little bit pissed off, right? You are starting to feel like, was this even worth starting in the first place? You know, you really want to get back to this Knight of Cups energy that we can see here, where you're very much open to the idea of starting something new. You know, you can visualize everything that it is that you want to bring into fruition. And let's just see how it is that you could possibly do that. What's going to help you? Okay, so just pull the Devil card reverse. What's really going to help you, Aries, is you getting out of this almost addiction to, you know, complaining about things that are not moving fast enough. With Aries, you know, the running joke is normally like things never happen fast enough for someone who's got, you know, Aries in their either sun, moon, wherever, because it's such an impatient sign. So healing this, you know, understanding why it is that you're in such a rush, why it is that, you know, your focus, I should say, is on the end goal so much. You know, what is it that maybe you're trying to escape from? How can you become a lot more comfortable with the journey towards what it is that you want? Because success is inevitable, as we've seen with this Oracle card from March. Like, you are going to get there, but you're not going to get there with this current mindset. Okay, Taurus, so what is waiting for you is this newfound bliss. If you could see this card, which says delight, it's all about springtime. It's all about you stepping into this new season. But what is happening at the moment is so starkly different. Taurus, you too are really overworking. You're really burning yourself out right now. There's someone who's really starting to get worried about you. It could possibly be a mother figure. This might be bothering you a little bit because you don't want to be mothered by them. You just kind of want to get on with it. But I can see that, like I've just said with Aries, you're working hard and not smart. It's making you, you know, two of the cards that have come up just for Aries just now, you know, Seven of Pentacles and Queen of Cups, both reversed, they've come up again. You know, this is something that's bringing up a lot of difficult emotions for you because you're thinking, I've invested this much, you know, why is it not coming to fruition? Why do I feel like I'm swimming upstream? And I've got the Five of Pentacles here, and really, you need to ask for help. You know, all of the resources and people and, you know, possibilities are there around you to help you, and for some reason you're just not taking advantage of this. You know, the solution is right in front of you, or at least the assistance is. And it's interesting that you've got two fives in this reading, because with the Ten of Swords, this is you very much coming to the end of this struggle, you know, even though it's really going to kick your ass. I've got the Outsider card from the Osho Zen Tarot deck as well. And it's got this small child being locked outside. The card itself is called the Outsider. It's almost as if with the reverse of the Queen of Cups and this Outsider card that you are refusing to listen to your inner child. For some reason, this particular segment of your life where you're really struggling through something, you're not letting your inner child come in. You're not letting your inner child have a voice. You're really repressing this part of you to try and push forward because it feels like that is what you should do as the adult. You need to get on with it. It's supposed to be hard work if you want good things. However, Spirit is asking you this month to really think counterintuitively, knowing that you've got this wonderful energy that really wants to enter into your life, this energy of delight, this energy of ease, of new beginnings, of spring really opening up and giving you something else to work with other than struggle energy in March. Okay, Gemini. So what's waiting for you? What big surprise is happening for you in March is that you are going to be required to have so much courage. It seems that you are really on the precipice of manifesting something that you've always wanted. It's a really big milestone for you. It could be a relationship, it could be an engagement, it could be a new job, it could be a promotion, but you're almost there. You really are almost there. We've got the Four of Wands here, which translates to 1111. When it comes to relationships, you know, that could mean, like I said, new milestones. It could be moving into with each other. It could be stepping into a formal relationship. It could be an engagement. It could be marriage. But there is something that you are really manifesting for this month coming up. And I can see that it's a result of you really letting your defenses down. So you've got the Seven of Wands. It feels like you've really healed a lot from, as I can see with this Osho Zen card, your past lives. This is something that you've really cleared in terms of any karmic energy that's been stuck. But I can also see that right now you may feel a little bit distracted. There's almost like just too much going on. There's almost too much choice. There's almost too many different parts of your life that need your attention. And so you may doubt yourself a little bit about having a very successful March, you know, really being able to bring into fruition what I can see here in the cards. You're using your energy at the moment in a way that is quite frantic. You're rushing in and, you know, not really having a solid plan. You're just rushing into to save the day for yourself, but not with a really firm plan. You're less focused on the foundations that are required in order to make whatever it is that's really in your heart in this particular area of your life that's calling you. When you hear this reading, you're not really giving that part of how you're going to manifest it into your life. You're not giving it that attention, the building of the foundation part. You're in a rush. Again, it's this theme of being in a rush so far with these few readings that I've been doing just now on this episode. So you have everything backing you to manifest this in March and have a very successful March. But you've got to slow down. Continue with a lot of the healing that you would have done from the karmic debt from your past lives. All of us intuitively can sense what these things are that, you know, didn't necessarily serve us in our past lives and are in our vibration and in our lives right now and in our personality for us to heal moving forward. Remember, with all of these choices that you've got with the Seven of Cups, again, I've got two sevens, so again, like really, really fortuitous omen here, is that, you know, there are lots of different opportunities, but you don't need to pour your energy into all of them. Be discerning, and that's really what's going to help you stay streamlined and bring into fruition what it is that you need to in March. So exciting. Okay, Cancer. This sets so many positive omens, honestly, for March. You've got the Wonders card for what it is that's going to be your surprise in March. This is going to be this like big aha for you. And I feel like it's going to be something very spiritual. It might be something that kind of freaks you out a little bit. A lot of serendipities, a lot of like being in the right place at the right time that's going to be happening in March. So, you know, in this particular card, we've got a huge amethyst. And I feel like this is just a symbol of how much you are going to grow spiritually. And having your focus on your spiritual world is really going to help you and, you know, elevate you into a completely different level. I feel like you're really going to be up-leveling this month, Cancer. The only thing I will say, though, is what seems to be blocking you are a few things. So I've said spiritual work is really going to help you this month in terms of really manifesting into this next level of yourself, but so will collaboration. And you're going to be given so many opportunities. I can see the Three of Pentacles here to really lay the foundations for a lot of things in your life that you've always wanted to lay down the foundations for, but you never really had the insight or perspective to do so. And you are going to be given this extra help, this extra inspiration from this third party, where you are going to be able to step into this. You know, they are going to really activate something in your brain that's going to help you say, oh my God, you know, why didn't I think of this before? I see this is really going to help you get a lot more focused on your financials. You're really going to feel like the Queen of Pentacles here, really controlled, really like you have a plan, really practical. See that this is really going to be the focus for you the month coming up. But I also see here with the Eight of Cups reversed that you know that you need to shift into this new gear, but instead of, you know, really focusing all your energy on that, you are looking back. And I feel like maybe at a past, when I say past life in this context, not in a spiritual sense, I'm talking about a past life that you possibly would have had with a past relationship, or even in a past job, or even the you that you were a few years ago. I feel like you're looking back and there's almost this resistance to move forward. Because you know that if you move forward in your life and all of the wonders and responsibilities of, you know, being having like cleanliness in your financial relationship, for example, you know, with your own numbers and your own money flow, that all takes concentration, that all takes effort. And I feel like you're flashing back and comparing your life right now and the life that you're foreseeing that you're going to be having if you take yourself to this next level of responsibility, is that you're comparing yourself. I've got this Osho Zen comparison card as well here to just clarify that. You're comparing how easy it is for some people, how easy it was for the past you, how easy it is for some of your friends in your circle, and how frustrating it is that you still have to climb this battle to get where you want to be. But just know that this is a real blessing, Cancer. Like, this is not, you know, this is not the universe being mean to you at all. You are gonna, if you are in alignment and if you stay up with the evolution that is beckoning you forward, you're gonna have a crazy first quarter where your eyes are really gonna be open. And yes, you are gonna be seeing parts of yourself that maybe you didn't really wanna see, you know, habits that, haven't really served you that much. And I'm really getting particularly financials. I really feel like that's the main focus. But this is all falling in alignment with you. These are the breakthroughs that you basically prayed for, and now they're here. Okay, Leo. So big surprise for you for March is actually an ego death. Now, this sounds so dramatic, and maybe you feel a little bit like, why are you getting picked on right now? Like, you don't want an ego death. You don't want to die. Ego deaths can feel really scary. You know, we've got the death card here, and in this particular tarot deck, the death is riding this white horse and is literally riding over these bodies, basically. It sounds so graphic, but he's like riding over the bodies, trying not to step on them. And these bodies are basically going to be washed up by the shores. And this is the representation of the old version of you that needs to essentially die in order for the new version of you to be reborn. Now, the oracle cards I've got for you, Leo, for this month are about embracing stillness. I've pulled one oracle card for the actual surprise, just one per zodiac sign, but for some reason I was called to pull two. Now, I wish you could see this right now, because the first one I pulled was embracing. This beautiful card, it's got this, I think it is, it must be a swan. Is it a swan? It's part of the swan family, but anyway, it looks very much like a swan, right? It's got a skinnier beak, It's standing on its two legs. So maybe when you're hearing this, like you're shouting out what kind of bird this is. I might be able to find out for you in a second. But it's standing in the swamp, like looking out to the waters. And that's the embracing card. The second card that I was called to pull is called stillness. Now, this is a swan. And what I love about these two cards is the fact that with the embracing card, you've got the beautiful white bird, but in the background, there's like a burning, fiery colored. So it just gives me masculine, 100% masculine energy. And then with the stillness card, which has got the actual swan, has got all these purples and blues, and the blues in the background are almost like the, it's just left my head. You know, that thing that people go to like Iceland, Sweden and all these countries to see, the Northern Lights, that's it. That's what this, that combination of colors looks like in the background. And the sense and the stillness and the sereneness of the swan gives me feminine energy. And I feel like even though together they spell embracing stillness, I also feel like they're trying to ask you to balance out your masculine and feminine energies as a message from spirit in terms of how to embrace this ego death. I've also got this card, Morality, from the Osho Zen deck. I feel with the Six of Cups reversed, like you are very much being asked to just reconnect with your spiritual side, in terms of reconnect with the energy of your ancestors, to really help you in what I believe is going to be a bit of a limbo period for you spiritually, Leo, for this month. There's something that you need to clear up here in terms of power dynamics and really letting go of control, particularly with finances. There's a lot of hoarding. There's a lot of trying to keep everything all together. There's a lot of this sense of you having to defend yourself in some way. So really take this time. You know, this is not a month where you should be having 101 events in your calendar. Really take the time to reassess where you've stepped out of your own integrity, where you're not in alignment at the moment in your life. And how can you, by embracing the stillness, bring that balance back into your energy? Okay, Virgo, so what's waiting for you? You know, I've just had a heart attack. So my recording software has literally just decided to stop, lock up, and I thought I lost my entire recording. Thank God that's not the case. So we're back on track. Virgo, let's go for it. So for the month of March, a surprise waiting for you is fulfillment. We've got, in terms of oracle cards, this fulfillment card, which shows what I imagine to be a peach, really ripening, really shining bright. And we've got this, looks like a full moon in the background. And it's almost like this comparison, right? It's almost like this comparison to the space and the vastness and the beauty of the full moon compared to this peach. And for me, interpreting like this card and what it's going to bring about for you, Virgo, is your hard work, your watering of yourself, you know, the nurturing of yourself, and really staying with it, staying in the course, knowing that sometimes growth does take a bit of time, that if you do this, if you do it properly, then you will actually see the fruits of your labor, you know, very literally. So I'm seeing, you know, the fruits of your labor being symbolized here by the Ten of Pentacles. So this is really great success. You know, I feel like for a lot of you listening, this is either going to be financial success, you know, what you've been building towards. Some of the decisions that you would have had to have made in the last couple of months are really, you're really going to see the good consequences of having made those choices. I see also for those of you who are dealing with more of a romantic issue, there are going to be discussions, a lot more discussions around the home, around family, you know, family values with this particular special person that's in your life, whether you're in the early stages or you're in a relationship. I see you're very much going to come face to face with someone who's going to be pretty important for you if they're not already in your life. This is someone who's going to have soulmate energy.
you're going to have such a harmonious vibe with them. And interesting, I used the word harmony. I've got the Osho Zen card, harmony. It literally just says harmony. The number 10 is also the number of this card, and it's also a number of the 10 of Pentacles. So, you know, there's a lot of good energy coming out from this month for you. So both financial and relationship. But I can see here you're almost in a little bit of disbelief. You're almost a little bit hesitant to really trust the universe with this energy. You feel like you kind of have to do it blind. Almost this feeling of overwhelmment with this Eight of Swords. You kind of just want to like not see, maybe because you've been disappointed by financial investments in the past, relationships in the past. I can see like you almost don't want to make any decisions at all this month. But just know like you are really going to have to use your sunny disposition to get through this once again, you know, to really embrace this Empress energy that I can see here. You know, the Empress is really the emblem of birth and rebirth. And it's funny because we've got the birth emblem and we've also got the death card reversed. So you're resisting it on some level. You can do this, but know that this is going to be quite a lonely period. Again, just as I've said with Leo Virgo, this is a month where you really need to just take your energy and your time back. This is not a month for 101 events. Take your time back, really focus on yourself, really focus on just looking at what it is that you want to achieve and getting that just laser vision of making that happen, because you can. Like this sun card just shines so brightly because it's showing how much of a big manifester you are. So know that whatever you need to leave behind just for a little bit this month, it's going to be for your own good.
So I hope that audio was pretty good for you, Virgo. Apologies, I've just seen that when the software locked up, it kind of changed microphones. So yeah, I hope that was clear for you. Okay, Libra. So I can see a big surprise for you this month is going to be experiencing pleasure. So I really feel the energy of this reading. You've had quite a tough year. With the postponement card that I've got from the Osho Zen deck, you've really had to put things off for a while. And it's so interesting because the Pleasure Oracle has this like Garden of Eden-esque kind of imagery, right? So it's got this beautiful blue sky in the background, almost like Alice in Wonderland kind of vibe, with this beautiful ethereal arc, this deer, and then this winding path going through the arcs with these fluffy clouds in the background and all these beautiful flowers sprouting. And in the postponement oracle card, what I've got is someone just wistfully looking outside of this golden frame. It's almost like the golden frame represents what this garden is, and actually within the golden frame, what you can see are the exact same colors of the garden in the pleasure card, like literally like for like. They're not even the same deck, guys. Completely not even the same deck, not the same author, no relation whatsoever. And you can see in this postponement card as well, outside of the frame of this golden frame is all black and white. It's almost like you've had your life really sucked out of you for quite a while, Libra. Okay, you've not really been enjoying the beginning of this year that much. But this March, you know, it's going to have a little bit of balance, more balance being incorporated into your life, I can see, because it's very different energies that I can see here. You are being called to get back in touch with your friends. You know, really enjoy being outside, having plans, and having plans that don't concern your family. I've got this as this shadow card here, this 10 of Pentacles. Feels like you've been really fixated in being a homebody. And you're being asked to do two things.
get back in contact with friends that perhaps you've not had much contact with. Go out, enjoy yourself, forget about your responsibilities for a while. But also, this is an opportunity to not only enjoy their company, but also enjoy your own. You're not leaving anyone behind. You're not letting anybody down when you are investing in yourself. And I can see that a lot of this period that's been building up so far has brought about a lot of inner child wounds, perhaps some nightmares, and perhaps as a result of this and your third chakra being blocked, you've missed quite a few signs from the universe, quite a few miracles that would have really taken you out of this vibe a lot sooner had you had your eyes open. So that's what I'm seeing for you, Libra. Scorpio. So what I see for you is a big surprise that's going to come in March is your need to reach out to community, to your community. And I really feel like this is supposed to be a spiritual community in order to get these blessings, in order to transform, and in order to really escape reality. I'm getting that message, escape reality. Because what I see is something that you may want to escape from. I'm seeing there's going to be a little bit of a relationship breakdown, right? That's going to feel a little bit scary. It's going to make you feel a little bit like, okay, if this relationship doesn't go well, then what? Am I going to have to roll the dice, you know, with this wheel card we've got here? Am I just going to have to take a chance, for example, if this doesn't work out? Am I going to have to start again? What does that look like? And all of this kind of rumination is really weakening your aura, right? Yeah, your deepest desire is for this relationship to really go well. You know, you want that partnership. But I can see you just pouring and pouring into the relationship. I can see this with the Stars card here. Slash the star. Oh, it's called the Stars card, but in the right away, it's the Star. Sorry, I just got like so distracted by that. But yes, I can see you, you know, naked going into the stream, like you're just pouring and pouring and pouring into this relationship day and night, you know, and it's very clear that this is important for you. But don't lose yourself in this. It's a really big, important thing. I can see in this particular relationship dynamic, there's one person who's really a little bit ruthless with their words. And this particular person is really disconnected from their inner child. They are operating from a place where, I don't know if you've done like parts therapy, but it's like, you know, one of your many archetypes that's not necessarily the one that serves you the best sometimes when it's overactive. One of those angry archetypes that we all have within us, but this particular archetype is completely taking control of the living room, as you say in parts therapy. And so that's what's happening in this dynamic. And it feels like this is happening or is going to happen or has happened as a result of, you know, with this hierophant energy, you've got this dominant view of this is how things are supposed to go in the relationship rather than have open communication. You know, the only swords I see right now are the King of Swords reversed. And this person who is, you know, seems like the more dominating, communicative person in the relationship is also the most dominating. They're almost using communication as a weapon. So you, Scorpio, are really prone to being receptive. Your sign is a water sign. It means that you are prone to being more intuitive than others. And because your sign represents transformation, sometimes that can be abused when you're in the wrong environment, and it could be a negative transformation. And your ability to be this empath and absorb all things around you can sometimes work against you. So just remember that with community, oh my God, I've just noticed something else. This We Are the World Oracle card, the rainbows match the same rainbow in the community. So
this is just a double message that, you know, you need to find solace in community in this, for this particular situation. That's where you're going to get the clarity of what you should be doing next and whether taking a chance, which was symbolized by that wheel card, is going to be something that's going to be as an advantage for you. So this is a really transformative month for you, Scorpio. There's a lot of learning to do, but as long as you remember this message, I'm sure you're going to have a much more smoother ride, knowing that you're always supported. And also, lastly, community can also mean your spirit guides. When is the last time that you got in touch with them? Okay, Sagittarius, what is going on? So the surprise waiting for you this month is illumination. Something is going to become very clear. In this oracle card I've got here for illumination, it's really, really foggy, musty kind of forest. And you can see in the background that the fog is slowly starting to clear. So that's what's happening for you this month. But I can see that you are experiencing or just about to experience a breakdown in communication. I really feel like you're dealing with someone who's just like the complete opposite of you right now. I'm getting romantic energy from this because it feels like one of you is very passionate. Like this, do you know what? I won't even say one of you are very passionate. I feel like this is a very passionate dynamic. I feel like this is from the past. I don't think this is a new relationship. But you two are so at each other's necks that sometimes you can't see the wood for the trees. And in this particular card with the Five of Wands, you're so deep in the passionate arguments and in your passionate emotions that when you've got birds like this in this card trying to come in and be the mediator and give you a sign of how to get out of the situation, you're completely missing it, right? And Sagittarius, you are very fiery yourself. So this passionate person I'm talking about could very much be you. I can see with the King of Wands, you know, this is versus the Queen of Swords. You know, this is a really tough dynamic. And I feel like it's taken up a lot of your time and a lot of your energy. Just pulled an extra card. Yet another Wands card. So much passion. I almost feel like a lot of this argumentative energies will result in a lot of sexual passion as well. But I can see with the Six of Wands that, you know, eventually there will be a calming down. And this very much feels like this illumination. You're going to end up victorious. And this is the Six of Wands. So could it be that this person who is the most passionate in this conversation outweighs the other person who would be the Queen of Wands? And I just wanted to give you the sense of relief because I can see with the Nine of Swords, this is really keeping you up at night. Like, it's your worst nightmare that this just continues to carry on the way that it has. I can see that you're comparing how things were before, how joyous they were. You know, with this particular person, we've got the celebration card with the Osho Zen Tarot. You had so much fun with them. And not only just with them, but with third parties as well, like with your friends. Like, you dance in the rain, you wouldn't give a shit, you know, it was so, so good. But something has changed down the line. And I feel like in this illumination period of March, you're really going to get the answers as to why and also how to turn things around. I feel like with the Nine of Wands reverse, like you're really coming to the end of this struggle, this dynamic, and you're just facing your fears head on. You know, at the moment, you're not facing them head on enough. You're more likely placing the blame on something else or the other person. Whereas finally, you're going to be facing your fears. Finally, you're really going to be surrendering to them, giving them the platform that they deserve rather than trying to imagine that they don't exist and they're not important. And this is going to help you surrender into the flow and bring you success in this relationship. Okay, Capricorn, really, really interesting here. I can see that your focus is so much on money right now in March. And the surprise coming for you is abundance. The possibilities, success, and abundance. Those are the cards I've got for you. Capricorn, so you are doing what you do best, you know, bringing around about financial gain. However, with this Ace of Pentacles reversed, and particularly the Six of Pentacles reversed, we've got some things, and the Queen of Pentacles reversed. You know, the message that I've got here is that things are going exceptionally well, and they're going to continue to get to go exceptionally well. But you are basically focusing so much on material gain, which in itself is not bad at all, but there are other things going on, right? You know, I've got also, you know, even though there's all this success going on, I'm seeing the Five of Pentacles here. So I'm seeing that even though, you know, this is going to be a really abundant month for you, there's some healing work around this mentality. It's almost as if like you're so successful that, you know, that part's great, but there's an emptiness in a certain other part of your life that you felt like this money was going to kind of heal. You thought it was going to anchor you in happiness. And still, yet, with all of the success you have and all of the success to come, you're still feeling unfulfilled. Okay? There's a lack of balance between the love of money and the rest of your life. And you are getting messages about this, Capricorn. Like you, from this High Priestess card, you're intuitively receiving, or you're intuitively seeing the messages. But you're choosing to very much go against them. You've got your back on your intuition at the moment. You're almost closing your third eye. But you know deep down, as shown by this Judgment card, that you really are at the crossroads. And you've been resting, you know, recently. You've been resting and you've gotten a lot of your physical energy back. So you, this coming March, are going to be recharged in that aspect. But the crossroads that spirit is asking you to make a decision on is whether you're going to continue down this path of making finances your number one priority and maybe your own your only priority for the rest of your life. Or are you going to make space in your life for something else, you know, something that in this Five of Pentacles feels like it's not being watered in your life? What other part of your life could also get the same willpower and dedication that the financial side of your life does? Okay, Aquarius. So I've also got a very abundant a very abundant month waiting for you in March. Super abundant. But I was also called to pull another card, and that was the card of forgiveness. So hear me out. The Osho Zen cards have also mentioned your success. The success cards come out again. And it's almost like mirroring the other card, which shows forgiveness. I've also got the Courage card. Now, in the tarot cards, what I see here is you have been and are going through a lot. You're really carrying a lot of the load at the moment, Aquarius. And what's amazing is that you're carrying this load and it's killing your back, but you're still going forward. Okay, there are other people that are surrounding you that look like they're just taking their time and they're just picking weed for weed, but you are jumping in and you are getting all the ones that you can carry with all of your strength and you're moving forward. You've also got the Judgment card here. Again, another crossroads period for this zodiac sign. You're really being called to be discerning about what is going to take place in this new cycle. You know, you've got the Ten of Pentacles here, so you are really building the foundation to make sure that this is going to be extremely successful for you. I feel like you've got all of the backing of the universe for it to be. I also see you setting up a new home, whether that's a spiritual home, a physical home, but very much, you know, speaking to new neighbors, speaking to your new community and making that your new grounding space. I see you with the Queen of Pentacles really getting practical with money, really effortlessly bringing in abundance. And you're really wanting to do this alone. Like, there may be some people that to want to come in and try and distract you with a relationship, but you're really focused on getting things done for yourself. You know that this is a really critical period for you and for your growth. And so I commend you, Aquarius, for that. But you are being asked to have courage when it comes to this new cycle that you're going to be stepping into very soon. I see that March is going to be the transition cycle. This is when things like abundance, you know, things like settling into a new home and really striving for success and striving for stability are going to have really big themes in your life for this month, but you're not 100% through the whole transition period yet. And that's why courage is required. And that's why forgiveness is required. And I feel like this forgiveness card is really about you. It's really about you forgiving yourself. Sometimes it's going to be really hard, but you've totally got this. So forgive yourself if you don't do things super perfectly all the time in this month. And last but not least, Pisces. So Pisces, what I see coming through for you this month is finally the truth. You know, there's been something in your life that has just not seemed clear, whether it's someone's actions. I feel like we're talking about relationship here for the collective, for the Pisces. We're talking about relationship here. There's been some lies, there've been some deceits, there've been some arguments, and you're finally going to get the truth. And on top of that, you're going to get miracles as well off the back of you really finding that truth. I feel like you've been distracted by a lot of the material things going on in your life, a lot of the surface level things, a lot of the day-to-day things, and that stopped you from really being able to get the clarity that you need. I see that you've been in limbo for quite some time as well, Pisces. You felt a little bit like people have been laughing at you, or at least talking behind your back, because you've confided in them in this particular situation, and you kind of fear their judgment. You kind of fear that they want you to hurry up and kind of make a choice. And I say make a choice, and I'm staring at the Lover's card that's come up from the Osho Zen deck as well. They're really, the people that you've been speaking to and confiding in really want you to make a choice. And I feel like the person and the message that's going to have the biggest clarity for you is going to come from an older person in your life, more likely a maternal figure. Someone who you look up to as some sort of mentor. Maybe they're not even that much different in age, but you really do look up to them and respect them. And they're really going to have some big aha moments for you. And they're going to speak to the side of you that wants to be rebirthed, that wants to come alive again. And I'm seeing with this success card, you know, you are going to be successful if you do heed this advice. Even though right now, this strength card reverse, you're feeling like you cannot tame this beast. You can't really manifest what it is that you're looking for. And perhaps you're kind of waiting, like in this picture, for something to sneak up behind you. You're waiting for the other shoe to drop. But I'm seeing on top of this mentor that's going to be manifested into your life to help bring about more truth and more clarity and help you manifest these miracles on their way is silence. It doesn't feel like you've had a lot of that recently. And so you are being asked to really tap into meditation, prayer, anything that's going to really help you make this choice that's the universe is asking you to make in your life. And be able to see through your third eye crystal clear. So that is all we have for this week for what surprises are coming up for each zodiac sign for March. We are taking a bit of a break this week with the extended readings because this was such a big episode. And I would love to let you guys know that we are going to be switching it up. I want to give you advance notices just in case I get any hell no's or any hell no objections. We're going to be switching it up. I believe we're going to start doing this. I haven't decided if I'm going to do this mid-season, like mid-season one, which would be this season, or if we're going to start in season two. But I'm going to be really diving into some of the tough relationship issues that I talk about very briefly on social media and Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and we're going to be bringing them here. We're going to have like longer sessions here because obviously there's only so much I can say in the tiny windows they give people. And, you know, just some of the feedback that I've gotten from private clients about the podcast, this would be particularly beneficial because it just gives you all this added support. For some of you who are working with me in a private coaching capacity, or for some of you who have had, you know, reports, for example, love compatibility report, or you do energy work with me, you've mentioned that this, you know, this idea of like talking about specific subjects per week that are honed in on relationships would be really beneficial. But I know there's also a whole bunch of you that really enjoy the tarot, so we will try and find a balance, guys, somewhere, something that serves everybody. But I thought I'd give you a pre-warning. So for now, I'll love and leave you. If you got any particular aha moments from this episode and what's coming up in March for each zodiac sign, please let me know. I love hearing from you. Remember to listen back to your sun sign, your moon sign, your Venus sign, and your rising sign, because they will all give you insights. Love you all. See you soon.